A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part and will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. I think it's very appropriate that we hear this gospel as we celebrate Our Lady of the Rosary today, because one of the best ways as Catholics that we can come over anxiety and worry in our life is through meditation. And the greatest form of meditation in the Catholic Church is the Rosary. And our Rosary is meant to allow us to reflect upon the life of Christ and all he went through for us. And we must remember that when we're praying the Rosary, how the story ends, that Jesus conquered this world for us, that he is risen from the dead. So I encourage all of us as disciples of Christ to pray the Rosary daily. And as we meditate on the love that Jesus has for us and the powerful intercession of his mother Mary, God willing, we will replace that anxiety and worry with peace. So my dear friends, let us move forward today to not be full of anxiety and worry like this gospel tells us about, but rather let us be people of prayer, trusting that no matter what the events of the world are, we're going to get through it. I started praying the Rosary in the ninth inning yesterday. Trust me, that Dodger, I mean, talk about stress, right? But a serious note, pray the Rosary daily. Praying the Rosary daily will really, really change your mindset. And can you imagine if every single Catholic picked up the Rosary every day and prayed it, how it would change us overnight? So let's just ask Our Lady of the Rosary to pray for us right now, that we will listen to this gospel and choose always to focus on Christ when anxiety comes into our life.